Wake Up Call continues here on 1300 WTLS, 106.5 FM. Also on 1300WTLS.com and Tallahassee Times TV, TallahasseeTV.com, as well as the TuneIn Radio app. And Trey Cochran-Gale joins us this morning. Huge news yesterday. Opportunity for him to make it, as many have said, we call it the big show. Trey, appreciate you getting up early with us this morning. And by the way, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, you and I are not too far apart as far as birthdays, in years somewhat, but my birthday's in a couple of days as well. You got a December birthday. Yeah, happy birthday to you. Yeah, we woke you up early for your birthday. I'm sorry for that. But this was big news. I know this is a big birthday wish for you to get this opportunity. Talk about that, and if you haven't heard, folks, you have been acquired by Oakland in a trade, which would give you an opportunity to make their 40-man roster to the trade for Scribner, their pitcher, to Seattle, where you've been with the organization here for just a little while. How did that kind of come about, and when did you learn about it?
Right, it's a great opportunity. Let's see, Tuesday night at like 10 o'clock, I got a phone call from the Mariners GM. He was like, "We just traded you to the A's." He was like, "I think it's some really exciting news because I think you'll get a good opportunity with them." He said, "You pitch really good while you're here in our organization." He said, "I think it's a really good opportunity for you." He said, "They really like you." And he said, "Best of luck to you, and hopefully we'll see you down the road shortly."
And Scribner was in the bullpen for Oakland, you know, here of late, so it's an opportunity for you to join that roster as well. What are your expectations? Do you think that you might actually be pitching on opening day with them? Do you think there, or have you heard enough to know? Do you think you've had just you've only been with the organization, at least in the bigs, with the Mariners for what, like a year? So you've had a little bit of time to work in the minor league system. What are you expecting there?
I'm really not sure what to expect right now. Only one guy has called me so far, and he said it was the assistant GM for the A's. And he said he would pass my contact information along to a few other guys. I should be getting some calls shortly. But I think it will probably be just according to how spring training goes.
Yeah.
So if I can go there and pitch pretty well, there's no telling where I'll start, so.
And you just talk about last year, what that was like for you to be able to pitch mainly with AA affiliate, ended up over in Jackson, Tennessee. We got to see you pitch against the Montgomery Biscuits. A lot of folks watched them play. You did get called up and pitched some AAA. You actually pitched in a spring training game in major league competition. So what was that like that year last year?
Oh, yeah, it was a crazy ride. During spring training, I actually pitched them, I think. See, I went up for like 7 big league spring training games and pitched in 4. And then after that, I broke with the high A team, so that was pretty crazy. And then was in high A for a month, then went up for a spot start in AAA. Was there for like 2 days. And then right when I got back to high A, they sent me a double A, and that's when I spent the majority of the year. So it's been a pretty quick ride, you know, to the upper levels, but it's all good experience, and you know, gets you ready for what's to come next.
Well, let me ask you something on this. And when you switch organizations like this, Trey, do you have to re-sign contracts, or do they just honor the contract that you're in, or how does that work? And then, or did they not sign a contract until you go to spring training or something like that?
Right. I'm not too sure, but I guess most likely when I get there to spring training, I'll have to sign something with them.
Okay.
What is your plan now? Here we are in December, and you know it won't be long. You'll be headed out. What are you doing these days, and when are you expected to go and start working with the team? I know that's probably a few months out, but tell us what your timetable is here.
Right now, I actually just started back throwing, but ever since the off season, I've been working out, and I gave my arm like a 2-month break, and then just started back throwing this past Monday. So I was trying to build my arm back up or whatever, start throwing. And then hopefully around, if I get a call for the big league spring training camp, that'll be the beginning of February. So hopefully I can get a call for that. Looking forward to doing that. But if not, the regular spring training is towards the end of February.
So you did take a couple of months off to kind of rest up since the season's ended. How does your arm feel? I mean, you do this every year. You've been throwing for a lot of years. How much time now? And also, how much did you pitch last year in comparison to what you've done the course of your career?
Right. Last season, it was a long season. Let's see. I think we played like 140-something games.
Yep.
I want to say I had 80-something innings. So that's like the most I've thrown in a while. Well, the most I've thrown ever.
Yeah.
Taking the 2 months off, it really helps my arm. So it feels great now when I threw Monday. I threw Monday and Wednesday so far, so it feels really good. So we'll see.
You know, when I look at your numbers, obviously you had unbelievable numbers right after you came out of Auburn and pitched. And one of the things that when I look at the comparison, I'm certainly no expert. I'm just reading what I see here about Scribner. I mean, he was a pretty good pitcher. This guy was not bad, but he had a home run problem. You know, he gave up more homers than anybody in relief last year, and that's one thing that is noted about you. You don't give up the long ball. What is that? You keep the ball low. What's your secret? I mean, what is it that has? And I know that's something that they look at when they look at pitchers.
Yeah, they do. Most teams really like that, if you can keep the ball inside the park. So I just try to keep the ball low and let my two-seam work and throw a few sliders. But yeah, just mainly just keeping it down in the zone.
What do you hear from me? I know you have heard from 1,000 probably people who are experts. Certainly once you get into big league organizations, about what you need to do and how much do you take? I mean, you obviously listen to everything you say and gather all that up and try to work on your game. But what do people tell you? I mean, what do you work on and what do you see is what do they tell you is the upside for you?
My sinker for sure, my two seam. So they say I have like a lot of run and a lot of sink on it, and it's really tough to hit. And I have a pretty good slider, what they say, and I guess now the main thing is just being more consistent. There's not much difference from AA to the big leagues, they say. The only thing is that the guys in the big leagues are a little more consistent right now.
Yeah. How many pitches do you have in your arsenal that you will use in the course of a game? How many different tosses will you throw up there?
Usually only two. Working on a changeup right now, so I'll throw that occasionally.
And you don't have to have a lot of pitches if you're good with a couple of pitches, right?
Right, and being a reliever, you only need two, honestly.
Yeah. So if you could sum it up, what was your feeling after you got that news Tuesday night after the call? How would you describe that?
I really didn't know what to think, but like I said, it's a great opportunity because, you know, they trained me for a big league guy. So
yep.
As long as I go into spring training ready and, you know, start off pretty good during the beginning of the season, sounds like I might get an opportunity to be pitching in the big league soon. So
what do you know? What about Oakland? You probably don't have a preference. I mean, it's just got to be an honor. But still, what did you think about it when you heard Oakland A's?
Like I said, it's a great organization to play for, and I hear they need pitching. I only know like one guy within the organization. So
who is that?
Jose Brizuela. I played with him in the Cape Cod Baseball League. I think he's like the only guy I really know in the organization.
Well, it's nice to know you know somebody, right?
Well, I actually know Kendall Graveman, you know, because he pitched Benjamin Russell and then went to Mississippi State.
That's right.
Yeah, I know him.
So what would you – I mean, spring training, where is their spring training?
That's what I was going to ask.
It's in Arizona, and I believe it's in Tempe, I believe.
Yeah, and you were out in Arizona last year, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So – I don't know. I know you got all kinds of ideas and plans about what you're going to be doing here in the next few months. It has to be exciting just to think about. But, you know, you've got everybody buzzing around here, excited about the opportunity that's ahead for you. And we'll keep tracks on you and look forward to seeing what you do as you progress. Congratulations, Trey. Appreciate the time this morning.
Let me give you some advice, Trey.
Uh-oh, you're going to get some advice.
Okay. If the ground starts shaking out there, run outside. You know, that's the place where earthquakes happen.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations again, Trey. Yeah, and Trey. And thanks for the time. Happy birthday. Appreciate you talking with us today. And we'll keep up with you. Look forward to seeing what's happening here in the next few months.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Trey Cochran-Gill. How about that?
Good luck,
that?
Trey.
Yes, sir.